compare and contrast.
All right.
If we possibly could. Jennifer and Roberta Gonzo. I didn't think of Andrea was doing something. We probably could have had her on for a little bit. She was hosting something in Chicago, though.
She was on TV this morning.
Okay, all right.
Doing a fitness segment.
Here's the story. There's such a dichotomy or such a division between what may be on, and I'm not saying this to, you know, beat my chest, Doug Stefan, wow, so cool, so great, but just for reference, just sort of because it'll get me to sort of feeling better about myself.
And that's what the show is all about.
And that's what this program is all about, yeah, to
absolutely.
Be sure. I'm looking at all of the headlines today. I went to, I did my usual web search of my various sites, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, you know, the usual stuff.
Sure.
And USA Today. And I'm looking at all of the stuff that's here. Every once in a while, I think you just have to slap yourself. Because you could get silly, you slap yourself silly, trying to figure out which story was the least angry or the least, when it comes right down to brass tacks, the least offensive. Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The anti-American feelings in Iraq. All right? UN to hold special meeting on Syria. This is CNN I'm getting down to. Egypt says Israeli apology inefficient. I'm sorry, inefficient. Well, it may have been. Insufficient. Hurricane bears down on Florida.
All the good news.
My God.
That's fit to print.
Yeah. What do you do if you haven't saved for retirement?
Keep working.
That's what you do. Right? Isn't that the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Energy shortage. Your thyroid's to blame. Stocks. Here's the only good news I saw in the whole. I've gone through 14 news sites. I only saw one story that I thought was even remotely good, and that was that stock market action today will probably shake off the past month of losing. That's it. Other than that, it's one story after another, after another, after another. The TSA is now hiring bomb-sniffing dogs. So that once you go through the X-ray machine, they can have a dog stick its nose up your butt.
It's always pleasant.
Yeah.
Better than a TSA worker doing it.
I'm telling you. It is really something. And if it isn't, that isn't bad enough. The silliness around the Kardashian wedding.
Mm.
The silliness.
We get it already. She's married.
Silliness.
We get it.
Silliness.
She does look good, though.
Well, is that worth? They got almost $18 million out of these suckers. All right. Oil's gone back up because of Libya. Right?
Why would it go up?
Because they're shooting it up over there.
Yeah, but it's
stirring everybody up.
It's over. They've won.
It just drains everything out of you. All right, you want some good stuff?
Please.
Okay. This is for moms. And expectant moms.
Okay.
If you are on a multivitamin, make sure that you get a good quality. We always talk about Standard & Poor's. This is not a commercial for them. But whenever you invest in vitamins, make sure you're getting really good ones. And if you're taking a really good multivitamin, mom or potential mom, it will probably lower the risk of any kind of birth complication. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
That easy. Multivitamins every day may lower. So that's why wouldn't that's sort of common sense? Isn't it?
Well, not only is it common sense, but I mean that's one of the first things that your doctor puts you on is prenatal vitamins.
Yeah, that's what happened when Janet was pregnant
mm-hmm.
with Sean. What,
yep.
What sort of vitamins? What was the? Do you remember?
I don't remember what it was. No,
yeah.
I don't.
All right, let's see here. Another item that is good, an anti-cancer link explained for coffee. So coffee.
You need to be drinking more coffee and wine.
I don't need to be drinking any coffee, and I don't like wine because it keeps me up at night. It's got to be some other way.
Wine won't keep you up. Wine will put you to sleep.
No. Wine. Yeah, then I wake up 2 hours later.
Really?
Yep. Every time I have a glass of wine, go to sleep. 2 hours later, I'm up.
All right, so have one with dinner then.
What?
As you pull through the...
I have dinner 5 minutes before I go to bed.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Thanks for the idea, though, Rich.
That's not healthy either.
No, it's not. But it's kind of the way it works. I didn't say I was perfect.
Yeah. I could back you up on that one.
Thank you. Let's see here. All right, here's some good news. This is medical good news. Moderate drinking may help prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia. Here we are, back to the drinking. Yep. It's good for your frontal lobe. And that brings me around to, now that we've gone through that, this is something that is one of my continuing threads. I announce the death of Scott Ledoux.
Scott Ledoux?
Heavyweight boxing contender died. He was the big guy in boxing in the 70s and the 80s. Died last week at his home in Minnesota at the age of 62. Cause was Lou Gehrig's disease, brought about as a result of him getting his head bashed in for 20 years. 6 feet one, weighed 225 pounds, big, strong guy, left hooks to the body, tough, very strong. However, it did not keep him, nor will it keep anybody who's in the, my father used to call it the fight game, from suffering what is going to happen now to most people who are fighters. They're going to get either Alzheimer's or they're going to get Lou Gehrig's disease, dementia, Parkinson's. That's what happens. So I noticed that because I've made such a big deal of this at Heidelberg, and I did it because I thought that we needed to know what we were actually doing, and turns out we're doing pretty much the same as most of the other progressive schools in the Ohio Conference, and it satisfies the need for us to know that we're doing what others are doing. It doesn't satisfy me that we're doing enough. And I don't say it just because my whole interest started when I got my own brain examined, and then it was used. I told them they could use it for anything that they want, and they can tell people it's me or not. You do what you want. I don't care. But I do know that there are a lot of NFL players who are in big trouble who are letting their brains that were scanned at Cerescan be used as a benchmark. That's what was used to benchmark against my exam. And that's because there are so many of these football players, soccer players, hockey players, wrestlers, boxers who are going down in their 50s and 60s. Wouldn't you want to know that before you sent your child off into playing one of these games, unless you're so into yourself or you're so into denial? The Big Ten, we all know about them, right?
Yep.
Big schools. Big. There's a lot of money with these football games. They're not about to throw a monkey wrench into it. However, because of so much information coming out in the last year or so, the Big Ten is now forming a consortium on collaboration regarding football playing and how to prevent concussions. Prevent concussions. It's the first time since this league was formed in 1958 they're putting their weight behind a project that has a direct link to any of the athletic things that they follow because of this medical research on the devastating impact of sport-related brain injuries. The faculty is all over them. The faculty is involved where, you know, the Big Ten has most of the nation's elite athletes. They can afford to get them there on a full ride, and they turn out to be the big stars, right?
Yep. Brings in tons of money.
Yep.
Tons of money.
Yeah. So they're now worried about the tons of money because people are waking up to the fact, hey, I'm going to put my kid in one of these things and basically sign his death warrant so that by the time... How many of these people have died?
Let me ask you something. If your kid is coming out of a neighborhood or a situation where It's an opportunity to go from basically living in horrible circumstances to being a multi-millionaire. You think they're really going to care?
Nope, they are not going to care at all.
They're going to take the shot.
Yep, they sure are. Absolutely going to take the shot. And maybe I'd do it myself if I were in that position. But education is the key. Education is important. Education is what I'm – that's what I'm urging. People to find out. What am I, foolish? I'm going to stop the playing of football? Of course not. But for heaven's sakes, wouldn't you want to protect the guy I talked to in the bar a few weeks ago? Remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
He was in complete denial.
Yeah.
Complete denial. Because he wanted to watch his kid go out there and be a man. Okay, so you're allowing your child to be exposed to things that could cut their life short by as much as 30, 40 years. Is it worth it? Again, what Richie said is, if they're going to pay you, what, this guy signed a $90 million contract for the richest, wasn't it $90 million?
Something like that.
Scott Payton? No, what's his name?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Scott Payton.
His father played football, too. Think he would have.
How old is he?
Said something. His father, Archie Manning, is, I don't know, he's got to be 65, 67.
Yeah. But you see what you can find out about his health.
He's in good health.
Hmm. Is he?
At this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very very visible.
Probably because he took
he's
the
62.
Master. Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
He took the master prostate formula. I'm taking it. I may get Richie on it. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function and get you a wonderful night's sleep. That's the bottom line. That's the selling tool. I say that to everybody. Never mind that it keeps your prostate in good health. That's great. But because of the way these things work in your system, the Master Prostate formula will assure you of a restful sleep. All natural. Best way to get it is call 800-716-6520. A prostate formula that is like no other. Amazing free bottle offer right now. They're going to give away 1 million bottles of this stuff to the first people to come along. You can ask for it when you call 800-716-6520. Yeah, ask for the free bottle of Master Prostate. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. 800-716-6520. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
21 after on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Monday, the 22nd of August, brings us around to the Rhoda theme. The Rhoda theme. Valerie Harper, born this date 1940, so that makes her 72, hard to believe.
I'm thinking Paul McCartney and Lennon didn't write this one.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
Nor did they write this one either. Ron Dante, who has been the lead singer for at least a dozen different studio groups, including the Archies, is 66 today. Honey, honey, bop, bop, bop. Today is Norman Schwarzkopf's birthday, Richie.
The general
ran Desert Storm, told him to go in to Baghdad and get Saddam, and George Bush, the old man, said, no, we're not doing that. That wasn't our deal. Yeah, thanks a lot, George. Big deal. Norman Schwarzkopf, born in the state, 1934. Morton Dean, the news anchor from CBS and ABC, born in the state, 1935, Richie. For those who are interested in Carl Yastrzemski, born in the state, 1939, have a hard time believing that he's 70, what does that make him, 72 years old, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see here. Ron Dante, we got him at 66. We got Cindy Williams, who's Shirley.
Schlamazel.
Schlamazel.
Haas and Fesper Incorporated.
There we go. Second half of Laverne and Shirley, 64 today. She was also in Normal Life, Getting By, The Funny Side, American Graffiti is where she got her start, though, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
As a matter of fact. State, 1947.
Yeah, correct,
yeah. Right. Once again, I'm correct?
You are correct. I forgot about her being in the American Graffiti.
Vernon Reed, guitarist for Living Color. A little rock and roll here, Richie.
Great stuff.
He's 53, I think I heard that. Colin Ray.
I said, how about some music? You said you got any Merle. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Hey, Jennifer, we need her.
She'd love this.
And when we started talking, I could not believe my ears.
Next up on the birthday celebration list, Roland Orzabal. From the British group Tears for Fears. A great song.
Now you're talking to me.
Guitarist. Shout. Everybody wants to rule the world. Head over heels. How many of their songs can you mention?
4 or 5.
Yep. Roland Orzabal.
Great band.
Yep. Debbie Peterson, musician with the Bangles.
Stood alongside that very cute Susanna Hoffs.
50 years old today. Unga Bunga. Guys are moving along. Ty Burrow, Phil on Modern Family. Right?
Yep.
And then there's Paul Doucette as the drummer for Matchbox 20. 39 today.
Big band.
What is good band?
Big band.
Big band, yeah. Smokey.
Rob Thomas. Yeah.
Very smoky. Okay. Howie, is it Dora?
Duro.
Duro. Backstreet Boys. This is my kind of music.
You should admit that publicly.
Right. It's pop music. Yeah. I don't have to be politically correct after all. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jeff Stinko. I don't have a name like that. Stinko. S-T-I-N-C-O. Guitarist for Simple Plan.
I don't know anything about him.
I don't know anything about the group or him or anybody else. Let me advise you or encourage you to check out our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Young boy trying to stay awake eating his ice cream. It is so cool. He is so sleepy. It is just a wonderful way to spend a few moments, while away a couple of moments. Check out the video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Millions of people play games online. Do you?
I love Scrabble, and I love it with people in front of me, as well as online with friends of mine in California and New York. When I play, it's an exclusive little group.
David Singleton writes about pop culture on the web. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dave says he doesn't cheat and use a dictionary, and maybe that's true. He got a high score recently with the word ox.
I have Scrabble integrity.
There are lots of board games you probably played as a child that can now be played online, including Chinese checkers, billiards, battleship, Risk, and Monopoly.
You can build your hotels virtually.
Logging in every few hours is far less tedious than playing in person, and your grandchildren will think about the game and you a lot between moves they make online. That's worth a lot more than Boardwalk. I'll put up a link on our website, an interesting article on online family games, and I'll also link you to AARP's online game page. You'll find some old favorites.
Klondike Solitaire, De Sumatra, Chess, Backgammon, Sudoku.
And a fascinating game called Entangled Figures, a complex picture made up of shapes you decipher, and a memory game called Betty White Flip Out. You match lots of similar pictures as fast as you can, and I could really feel myself enjoying the concentration challenge. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's 33 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm looking at some other items of interest as we get our Monday started that are good in order for you to feel good about the week and not necessarily start it with your foot. Although I'm practicing walking backwards, I don't think Monday's a good day to practice walking backwards.
Well, sure it is.
Doug, I did that on vacation when I was working out. I thought of you and I started walking backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd that work for you?
I didn't do too bad, but boy, it hurts your brain a little to get started.
You want to remind Richie what I told him that I wanted when he came out of the setup, Jennifer?
You told me what you wanted, but then you guys started talking, so.
No, but I was leading into what we were going to talk about. Why do I have to explain this to the audience? That's why they do it. The discussion of Standard and Poor and how poor they really are. There's a cap on this. It's a discussion. As you look at the goofball economy that we have, and all of you who were so affected, and by the way, 401ks went down in value with everything else, lost hundreds of billions of dollars in value, all because of nothing. Nothing!
Yeah, but my wife made the same comment last Monday when the market hit the dip. Here we are on vacation. She sees the news, and she's like, oh, man, a 401k. And I'm like, you know what?
Leave it
are
there.
Are you going to cash it out today?
No.
Yeah.
Right. In 20 years from now,
let it ride like they do.
Then we have a problem. Or if you are living off of your 401k now, yeah, that's an issue. But
I've already done. I've finished my 401k.
Check.
Yeah. See you later. So here's the story. I'm trying to. Those of you who are just joining us, I'm trying to bring you around to understanding how bad Standard & Poor's is. When it comes to, and what you haven't been told by the news media, in terms of what other countries are rated in the same league with us from them. But this is more about the company than anything else. S&P judged Enron to be an exemplary company until shortly before the corporation imploded. S&P carried Enron as a AAA-rated company. AAA seal of approval to this toxic company. And they also, most of the mortgage debt that got the banks into trouble, the ones with the highest amount of problematic loans, the biggest margins, or marginalized, what's the terminology that's used? Anyway, the ones that were the poorest risks, got a AAA seal of approval from S&P as well.
Wow.
So there are serious problems with S&P. And methinks that you always have to look under the covers. So as soon as I saw all of this stuff, I mean, I'm no fan of Obama's, and I think he's doing a sucko job. Don't get me wrong. Would I rather have somebody else? Yeah, anybody else. But in this circumstance, what it did, I don't want to go there. Richie, save me. When you looked at Obama last Monday trying to explain all of this and you saw he couldn't because he didn't understand it himself, he doesn't get it. He doesn't know because he has no experience. So he sounded foolish and looked even more foolish.
It's all his fault.
It's not his fault. He just doesn't get it.
No.
Blaming everybody else. Yeah, that's his standard answer. Somebody else's fault. Anyway, so what good did happen last week? The unemployment aid applications last month were at a four-month low. Not a high, but a low. So why didn't the news media focus on this and thus short-circuit? You got to wonder if there isn't something going on, some kind of collusion. Do you think it's possible that all these big outfits, one way or another, in collusion? What happens if the newspapers and the news media gets all over something that makes the markets crash? Who benefits from that? Who's buying at the bottom end of the cycle?
Go look at the newsstand sales of newspapers the day that we had the 600-point crash.
Thank you.
That's who gains.
Thank you.
You know, obviously, we've all kind of known that bad news sells and everything.
Yeah.
But really what opened my eyes to how they manipulate the news to be able to sell the news, be it television, internet, print, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Remember about, 8 years ago or something like that? There seemed to be this run of shark attacks.
Yep.
Yes.
All around the place. Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So manufactured.
Yep.
So
there was a shark sighted off of the coast of Massachusetts this weekend. You'd think we'd been attacked by the Japanese.
But they get these little stories, and they have every couple months they have one where to scare you.
Yeah,
right.
So that my God, I have to see what's going on with the somebody who lives in Iowa has to look and see what's going on with the shark attacks. Like they're going to get attacked by a shark,
right?
But it's just that
they were attacked by a shark. His name is Rick Perry.
But that's the way they work.
Salesman, if there ever was one.
It's the way they work, man. Mm. What are we going to do? And then, one starts it, and then the other one gets on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They all... I remember when I was running the news station in the mid-80s in Boston, I ran WEEI. And the guys in the newsroom would read the Boston Globe first, then the Herald. Then they'd watch all of the TV stations, and that's how they decide... What was going to be the lead? Exactly. Mm-hmm. I said, don't you guys think to yourself, what's the most important story? Yeah.
Bad news.
There were fewer layoffs last week in the manufacturing, transportation, and service industries than has been the case for the last 9 months.
Don't report. Not bad news.
Yeah. So I'm the only one doing this? So why is anybody listening? You want to be in a bad mood?
This is why you don't have zillions of dollars, Mr. Stefan, because you report the good news.
Right. Yeah.
We're happy. See?
Maybe we should have bad news Thursday.
We'll make all of our money on Thursdays, then the rest of the week we'll just cruise through.
Run all your commercials all there. Yeah. Gas prices are off down 23 cents on average. You know that the barrel of oil now costs about $80?
It's $85.
Okay, so that has translated in the past to the price being about $2.80 a gallon. So how is it $3.40 a gallon?
Yeah, why are we still 90-some cents or 85 cents higher than we were a year ago when the price of a barrel of oil is kind of similar? I mean, it's not much higher than it was a year ago.
Rip off.
Bend over.
People will tell you that the reason we have low numbers is because nobody's reporting anymore because they're discouraged. They're not trying to find a job anymore. And so that's why there are fewer people asking for help. I'm so sorry.
Why do you always sound like a character from Shrek?
Hi.
Pretend to cry.
So here's another piece of, can you stand any more good news or have we done enough?
Oh, I can.
Keep it coming, brother.
A little more? Okay. The economy may be on the brink of improvement, according to the Associated Press. Nobody picked up this story either. Consumers, by the way, this is. Do you know how the media works? News media, works? Other than local and even some of the local stations that sort of say they do gather their own news. This is sort of speaks to Jennifer and Richie's underscoring of them all being sheep, because AP and Reuters, basically the two major sources, CBS,
right.
NBC, ABC, they all have sort of their own. They have their own system. They have their own group of people, supposedly reporters, but they all look at AP and Reuters,
sure,
and the major non-denominational, if you will.
So when you go to Google, when you go to Yahoo, when you go to your local TV news,
giving you stuff that they've got.
They're all reading the same story.
Right, exactly. Same story, round and round. So anyway, this is a story that didn't get picked up because it was good. In May and June, more people shopped and spent money than had been previously thought. And if it keeps up, listen to this, the economy might rebound.
Hey, it might.
That is if, and then they put in the big if, whether Americans are willing to spend freely despite the stock market's wild swing and determine whether the second half of the year may be better than the first. Do you realize what nonsense this is? The sustained stock market decline tends to slow consumer spending. So what's in this? This is what I always have wondered, and I've said this so many times before, Richie, on the air. Why do the news media, get behind dour, horrible news? Because when news gets bad, advertising stops. It dries up. That's why my business, I'm the only independent owner and producer of a successful syndicated radio program in the country. Why do you think that is? Because everybody else works for one of the three big companies. That's pretty much it. And nobody else wanted to try it or dared try it. There have been a few people who have done it. But I say Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is attached to a big Christian evangelical movement. Good for him. There isn't a Christian evangelical movement that's between 100 miles of me and something else. And so I'm here on my own with Richie and Roberta and Jennifer and whoever else we can get enlist to work on this, and it is amazing because I'm the last guy on the totem pole. I'm the only independent, and as a result, the advertising comes here last and goes away first. So Richie, who's pretty onto it because he watches it every day, sees it, hears it, knows what the ups and downs are, the vagaries, if you will, of advertising. If the economy is bad, the companies don't want to spend money advertising because they don't think you got any money to spend to buy their product. So, and it's self-defeating
for
someone in the news business.
We need to do bad news because we need to sell more issues. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You don't want to advertise because of all the bad news.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just that.
Dang.
We don't.
Now what do we do?
Yeah. Hey, how smart do you have to be to figure this out? Not very. Not very smart at all.
Let's all congregate in Hawaii and talk about this for the week.
That's a good idea. When can we go?
Yeah, let's go now.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Huh? All right, anyway.
Unfortunately, because the advertisers have been scared away by the big media companies, we can't afford to go to Hawaii.
I'm betting this week's going to be pretty good on the economy side because people have woken up. But you see, I don't want to say this.
Come on. There's always got to be the yin and the yang, Dudley.
Well,
let's hear it.
If there was somebody in charge who really knew how the economy worked, this wouldn't probably
of who
be.
Who are you speaking, sir?
Of whom?
Of whom?
We had, by the way, while you were gone last week, we spent 3 days out of the five in this hour talking about grammar.
Really?
And, my God.
We missed it.
You did. You missed it all. Well, Peter Trahan, who works in.
He's very smart.
He kind of fueled it. We got off onto my business of good and well.
Well, right.
And then we got into some subjective verbs and. You know what?
Boy, I bet you that was hot morning radio.
No wonder we got those. Please come back to me letters. Oh, come on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can. You know what? I forgot the 20. You guys got me distracted. I forgot the 2020.
All our fault.
Yep. Sorry. My bad.
All right, so we'll work on it later. Listen up. There's a big giveaway going on. You guys missed this last week, the first announcement. Ladies and gentlemen.
What's that?
There is going to be a 1 million bottle giveaway.
Really? Beer?
No, Rich.
Oh.
This is, you drink too much beer and you're going to need this.
Okay.
It's called the Master Prostate Formula. Ooh. On the market now. How important it is that you take care of your prostate. Your prostate affects your well-being, your life.
My prostate is my best friend.
Intimacy, right, exactly. So do not wait. Call 800-716-6520. Every day since I started this last week, The number of people who have called this number has doubled. So let's see if we can keep that going today, because this product, first of all, works. It's also free. The manufacturers have 1 million bottles. Get yours now by dialing 800-716-6520. I talk about all this stuff like it's, oh, my God, things are falling apart. Well, as you get a little older, things do not work as well. Mm. But in the term put forth by the folks at New American Products, the Master Prostate Formula has a combination of 12 different ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, get restful night's sleep, and this is all natural. Now you can try it free with a Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Pay a small shipping and handling fee when you call 800-716-6520. Call now. Get the details. More women are calling, is usually the case with something like this, than men. But remember, when it's gone, it's gone. You can say that for a lot of different things, including the million bottle giveaway. It will not last forever. Get yours while they last. Get them while they're hot. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call 800-716-6520.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
51 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many people in Libya and elsewhere who thought this day would never come. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It appears we're looking at the end of an era, the end of the regime of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. British Prime Minister David Cameron saying the vast majority of the capital city of Tripoli is now controlled by free Libyan forces after rebels surged into the city yesterday.
At least two of Gaddafi's sons have been detained. His regime is falling apart and is in full retreat. Gaddafi must stop fighting without conditions and clearly show that he has given up any claim to control Libya.
As for Gaddafi himself, he's nowhere to be found. The Secretary General of NATO, Anders Rasmussen, says Gaddafi must know that he can't win the battle against his own people.
The Libyan people have suffered tremendously under Gaddafi's rule for over four decades. Now they have a chance for a new beginning.
And just listen to this Sky News reporter trying to paint a picture of what it was like in Tripoli yesterday as thousands took to the streets.
Feel liberated. That's water being thrown. They do that in celebration as well. And there are fireworks being lit. Guns going off everywhere. It's an absolutely amazing sight.
President Obama said to be monitoring the situation closely as he continues his vacation with the rest of the first family on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The question is, what's next for Libya now that the rebels seem to be in control? Britain's coordinator for the National Transitional Council in Libya, Guma El-Kamati, talks about the immediate future.
We hope that this transitional period will not last longer than about a year and a half or 20 months, and after that there will be elections.
As we said at the top, there are many people inside of Libya and around the world who could not have imagined this day would ever come. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. Five IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
Make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. Be our guest to healthy living and visit letsmove.gov to learn more. Brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Investors hoping for a rebound this week. Last week on Wall Street, the market closed in negative territory, a drop for the Dow of over 400 points on Thursday, and Friday fell another 173 points, closing the week at 10,818. NASDAQ down 39 on Friday, S&P off by 17.
No longer a tropical storm, this is the sound of Hurricane Irene, the first hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. Irene packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, making it a Category 1 storm right now. Forecasters say Irene will continue moving over Puerto Rico and hit the north coast of the Dominican Republic sometime later today. After that, the hurricane could arrive on South Florida's doorstep either late Thursday or early Friday. Chrysler is pulling the plug on its Ram Dakota. The automaker is set to end production on the compact pickup tomorrow. The result has already cost 39 temporary workers their jobs at the Warren, Michigan truck plant. Chrysler delivered 177,000 Dakotas in 2000. However, last year, only 13,000 were sold. Closing notes first. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Did you know growing up that one day you'd be a maid?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Do you ever dream of being something else?
The early 60s civil rights era drama, The Help, produced by Disney, number one this past weekend with $20.5 million. Finally, check out bestrestroom.com before September 19th and cast your vote. Yes, we're talking bathroom, lavatory, John, the can. The Sintas Corporation sponsors this competition for the best restroom in the country, and the finalists can be found online. They include the bathrooms at the Renaissance Arlington Capitol View Hotel in Arlington, Virginia, a bathroom that features sunset-tone-colored walls, silhouettes of birds in flight. When a visitor turns on the faucet, water flows in a red stream if it's hot, blue if it's cool, thanks to special lighting. Just listen to what these folks had to say after using this bathroom.
I actually have never been in a bathroom that looked this pretty.
It was like a spa experience.
A spa experience? Who needs the rest of that hotel room when you can just stay in the bathroom? I'd never come out. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here